the Blue Jays have gone through a rough stretch here over the last couple of weeks. I guess that's maybe putting it lightly. They have fallen further out of the playoff race than they have climbed further into it, I guess. And it's sparked a lot of questions of where this team is headed as we near the end of July, which is, of course, trade season in Major League Baseball. And Mark Shapiro was on Primetime Sports this week with Bob McCowan and talked about where this team is headed and what they would like to do going into that deadline. And the gist of it is he doesn't think that a full scorched earth rebuild is the best way forward for this team. And it's kind of crazy that we've gone to this type of conversation so quickly, but it's I feel necessary given the fact that the Blue Jays are the oldest team in Major League Baseball and certainly not performing up to expectations. Where do you see this team heading in the very near future, Donovan?
Yeah, well, he used the term violent disruption, which was the first Masai. He's talking about cultural resets. He's talking about violent disruptions.
And Atkins have a very interesting vocabulary.
Apparently. I mean, as presently constituted, they need some sort of disruption because this path isn't great. And the talk is, well, we're looking to add, whether it be in the short term or the long term. And it's tough to do both at the same time. And this season, as much as people can say, well, they're only five games out of the second wild card spot, there's seven teams they'd have to jump, and they're only 2.5 games out of last in the American League. So if you can move multiple big pieces, then sure, I think take some TNT to blow it up. But it's not just a baseball team, and the metric of success is not just World Series titles. It's dollars and cents. And I think it is tough to move name brands like a Tulowitzki when there's still a considerable amount of people walking up every day to sit in the stands.
2.5 million tickets sold for the rest of this season. So.
Yeah, but not even the what surprised me is not even the you have seasons, you have a flex pack, you're going to go, it's a day in the sun. But the amount of people who are deciding, I'm going to go watch Sanchez come off of the DL, which wasn't that exciting, to me is interesting that maybe as Canadians, we just love to be outside in the summer. I'm surprised people are still so invested in this team at this point.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, tickets already being sold and the fact that I feel the fan base kind of has a good sense of the fact that this team has massively underachieved through the first half of the season. And for this baseball team with these players to be basically the worst offense in the American League is shocking, really, given who these players are and what their track records are. I mean, even if you expect a certain level of decline, you don't expect this large of a decline this quickly.
It doesn't feel that quickly.
It's been, well, I guess you could say it's been since the end of last season.
Yeah. Well, that's not so very quickly.
Right.
You know?
It's been gradual, I guess.
Yeah. It certainly feels like it's been happening over a long course. But you know what? They're just close enough to sustain unrealistic hope. And the person who sustains unrealistic hope, is the guy who's managing this, right? I mean, you know, in the front office, you want to see the best possible bounce that there is. I mean, you know, it's just an illusion of being in the wild card race. Like you say, there's just too many teams to leapfrog and too many red flags. A violent disruption, nice way to put it, but I mean, it moves have to be made, and you know, at the risk of breaching the trust and the capital that you've built up with fans, I think you have to do it. I don't think there's any choice at this point. I don't know what you get for some of these guys.
Right. Yeah. And that's the big question. Like, do the Blue Jays have any pieces that would give you a big haul in return? If Marco Estrada was pitching as well as he was in April and May, then maybe he'd have some value. But through June and through his last number of starts, he's got an ERA over 10. So that's not really going to give you much value in return. Francisco Liriano, I think baseball pretty much knows what he is as a player and isn't going to give you any large return for a trade with that player. The one player that really has a ton of value is Josh Donaldson. And if you trade, or unless you were to move off of Marcus Stroman or Aaron Sanchez, I guess, or even Roberto Osuna, but I don't see that happening. But if you were to move off of Josh Donaldson, who's a year and a half out from free agency, that would bring you a decent haul. And I think that's a big, that would be a massive piece, because if you Josh Donaldson on his own puts you into somewhat of a wild card race. Like, he is that good of a player. There's Mike Trout, and that's basically the only player that is surefiredly better than Josh Donaldson at baseball in the league. And I think that highly of him. But if you were to trade him, then you're pretty much saying this is a big scale rebuild. And I think that is something that would, the fans might not take so happily.
No question, because the ballpark is still littered with Donaldson jerseys. I think the predicament is, it's not like there's a bunch of kids in AAA or high-level AA that are just, you know, not getting at-bats or opportunities, where if you move some of these pieces, you could throw them out there every day and they'd get tangible experience. The problem and the reason why they should move some of these pieces is because they would like to replenish their farm system a little bit, because there aren't guys who are close. So if you trade Troy Tulowitzki, if you trade Liriano or Estrada, who's playing shortstop every day? Who's taking the ball every fifth day? Like, they still need to put some sort of product on the field. And if Donaldson's traded and you get a great haul for him now, great. But Vlad Guerrero Jr. is not playing third base right now.
No, he just got called up to High A Dunedin.
Yeah,
that's so a long way from the majors.
Yeah, so I think that is the two scales that you have to try and balance, because I am under no illusions that when he becomes a free agent, he's going to re-sign in Toronto. There's no indication that they're willing to spend to that degree on
one player.
Do you
want him to? I mean, at 33 years of age, I think he'll be by the time he hits free agency. I don't know if you want to be giving that guy 5 years and who knows how much money, well into the hundred millions, I would imagine, if he continues to play the way he has the last couple of years. That's a big, big price to pay for a team that I don't know if they'd be any closer to contending at that point when you'd be asked to give him that kind of a contract. That's the scary part, is you don't want to hold on to this core for too long. And as Gare mentioned, you don't want to pull yourself into false ideas of what this team is, and that's, I think, the danger of when you make this eventual decision to maybe take a step back in order to take two steps forward.
It's funny when you talked about having to put some product out on the field. When you start talking about your team as product, it's really a pretty bad sign. You look at Donaldson, re-signing him. If not him, who?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you can say it looks like a bad risk, in year four or five of a deal with him. Is he going to be with you in year four or five in a case like that? But again, if it's not him, who are you going to put out there? You're going to have to spend to get somebody, because you don't have anything in the system coming up. You talk about whether it's Bichette or Guerrero, that still feels a ways away. I don't know. If they were to trade Josh Donaldson, it would be one of those Toronto sports moments where you could ask a fan, where were you when Donaldson was traded? How did you hear about it? Because, I mean, that is this team torn asunder.
Well, and there's also, you look at what Josh Donaldson was acquired for, and he certainly turned out to be as good as as the Blue Jays had hoped when Alex Anthopoulos struck that deal. But what do the Oakland A's have really to show for that one trade? They have Franklin Barreto, who just got called up and has been not great. He's hit a couple of home runs at a walk-off the other day. But that's pretty much the and Kendall Graveman has been okay. But, like, other than that, they didn't end up with anything, really. And Josh Donaldson has been, you know, right there with Mike Trout as the best players in the American League since that trade was made. And, you know, that's the problem is I think the Blue Jays they're too close to contending to say that a full-scale rebuild is needed. And I think that's kind of the direction that Mark Shapiro is headed. He doesn't want to say those words, full-scale rebuild, because you still have a lot of good players on this team. But how do you sell off some of the aging pieces, some of the pieces that are moving towards the edge of the roster, and still get some value for them in a year where you're going to have to go on a pretty decent run to get into the wild card conversation? You're going to have to basically win 60% of your games through the rest of the year. And the way that this team has performed so far, I don't see any reason to believe that can happen. So what types of moves can this team make is the big question. And what is Jose Bautista worth on the market? What are those guys worth on the market?
Yeah, and now in baseball, it's not as binary where we're a clear buyer or we're a clear seller. And there's, you know, a fire sale, take whatever you want for the best price. Or, you know, we're interested in acquiring rentals for this late playoff push. I think you maybe can get ahead of your offseason thinking, and last offseason the thought was, well, we want to be more athletic and we want to be a little bit more balanced at the plate. They were 0-for-2, and we see why they have the second worst offense in the American League. So if you can acquire someone who gives you some balance, someone maybe who could go first to third on a single every once in a while, that would be nice. Then, yeah, I think that makes sense. The only real player, because people talk about, oh, what could you get for Stroman? What could you get for Sanchez? At that point, you're really cutting off your nose despite your face. Like, people are looking for young, controllable arms who could be frontline pitchers. And so if you have two guys that you've put a lot of resources in, why would you be selling them now? Whenever you expect to be good, they, you know, would be in that future. The only guy really I'd look at to say, let's see what type of offers we could get is Justin Smoke. And only because maybe you sell high. Maybe eventually he turns kind of back into a pumpkin and comes back to what his career numbers are. But right now, would people be interested for a guy who's on pace to hit 40 home runs and who's going to be a 5-WAR player? Like, probably. But is he going to be around, you know, when the kids are ready and this team is really ready to contend again? Probably not. And someone who's on a really good contract, who's got control for a couple of years, and there's an option in 2019, I think you might have maybe a market there for him.